From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Egypt's official news agency says an assailant threw a bomb into a chapel at Cairo's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral Sunday, killing at least 25 people and wounding nearly 50. There has been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Egypt's president has declared a three-day state of mourning. A Kurdish militant group has claimed responsibility for the bombings that killed at least 38 people and wounded more than 150 in Istanbul, Turkey. The claim was made Sunday by the Kurdistan Freedom Falcons, or the TAK, a group that is believed to be an offshoot of the outlawed PKK. A Syrian monitor says Islamic State jihadists have recaptured the city of Palmyra. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the IS retook all of Palmyra after the Syrian army withdrew from the city. IS had been expelled from the ancient city by Syrian forces amid much fanfare just 9 months ago. To the north, monitors reported heavy fighting in the southeastern districts of the city of Aleppo. A two-week offensive by the Russian-backed Syrian army and its Shiite allies has split the city's rebel-held east and has left the rebels in disarray. In other developments, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced the deployment of 200 more military personnel to northern Syria. He held an unannounced visit to Iraq. Ash Carter arrived Sunday in Baghdad, where he is set to talk with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, U.S. and coalition commanders, and Iraqi leaders about plans to retake the northern city of Mosul from the Islamic State. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump is calling ridiculous reported conclusions by the Central Intelligence Agency that Russia interfered in last month's U.S. presidential election to boost Trump's chances of winning. Trump told Fox News nobody really knows who is responsible for the cyber attacks. Criticized for not accepting daily security briefings, Trump explained that he just doesn't need them.
And I say, if something should change from this point, immediately call me. I'm available on 1 minute's notice. I don't have to be told, you know, I'm like a smart person. I don't have to be told the same thing and the same words every single day.
In the interview, Trump praised ExxonMobil chief executive Rex Tillerson, his likely picks as the country's next Secretary of State because of the contacts he has across the world and the oil agreements he has reached with Russia. A truck bomb exploded outside Mogadishu's new seaport Sunday morning, killing at least 20 people and wounding dozens. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the blast. A top Pakistani foreign ministry official has said that some members of the terrorist Haqqani network are present in the country. But Foreign Secretary Ayaz Chowdhury says his government is not allowing any group to conduct terrorist activities in Afghanistan. He made the remarks in an interview with Pakistani television. Rescue workers searched for survivors Sunday following the collapse of a church roof in northern Nigeria. The collapse killed at least 100 people, but some reports put the death toll as high as 160. Hundreds were at the Rainer's Bible Church when the roof collapsed. The church building in the city of Uyo, which is still under construction. Media reports say at least 60 people died in the incident, but local police say the casualties could not be confirmed. Romanians voted Sunday in a parliamentary election a year after an anti-corruption campaign forced the last socialist prime minister from power. Exit polls indicate the corruption-tainted Social Democratic Party is likely to form a majority with smaller parties. Louisiana Republican State Treasurer John Kennedy is the winner in Saturday's Senate election. Kennedy beat Democrat Foster Campbell, a state utility regulator. The victory gives Republicans a 52-48 edge in the U.S. Senate. France has granted U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry its highest award, the Legion of Honor. French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault bestowed the award on Kerry Saturday in Paris after a meeting to discuss the situation in Syria. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.